All right, today's Friday, and today's a big show day, so we're going to be getting ready to do that damn show tonight.
Yeah.
And
getting liquor prepared, yeah. Reading through the notes.
I got a eggplant lasagna in there cooking.
Yeah, we're going to have that.
Fucking right. It's going to be good.
How much longer is it going to go?
Probably about another 30 minutes, 40 minutes, it'll be done.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Because I had to bread and bake all the, and pre-bake all the eggplant slices.
Yeah,
and I got good filling in there going. Luckily, I didn't have to make sauce. I already had some frozen.
I had forgotten that you had all that sauce in there.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I didn't know what he was up to in there, and when he went in there, he was making all the eggplant stuff.
Yeah. Did you remember that? Remember that movie that we saw with Chris Hemsley? We saw it on Hemsworth. That's what his name. We saw it on Netflix. It was called Extraction.
Yeah.
It was like a good action movie.
We reviewed it.
Yeah, and it was like, that would be like a tentpole movie.
Yeah.
But evidently, that pissed a lot of people off in damn Hollywood because it made so much money and it went to Netflix instead of the theaters. And I think some of these theater companies like AMC, they went out there to hire a bunch of Twitter shills to attack it today. And over the past couple of days, they're attacking that movie as being racist.
Why today? It's been out for a while.
They're mad because of the numbers, you know what I mean? It's not like it was back in the day where opening night, you get, you know, opening night and the next two or three nights it gets a fucking all of its money and then it peters out over weeks. So it's not like that on Netflix. Of course, that shit's up there. And it's up there kind of to stay, you know? Or it goes to another service after that. Well, that thing's fucking making all kinds of money. So they hired a bunch of damn shills to go out there and say that that movie was racist. I don't remember anything racist about that movie. Do you?
No.
No, I don't believe it. And they were saying that, that was getting in the way of all the Indian people's normal lives, and it was blocking traffic. Just anything. It's like they were just combing through it to attack it for something. And I saw fucking, you know what I mean, behind the scenes shots of fucking Chris fucking waving to the crowd and everybody in that whole town just going fucking wild that, you know, that guy was there, you know, fucking Thor. Everybody knows that dude.
Well, yeah, Marvel movies made all the money.
Fucking right, you know what I mean? And, and whoever's shilling and saying this shit is pretending like he isn't famous worldwide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he's an interloper, you know? He's not supposed to be over there in those other countries. It just shows how fake all that shit is. They're just mad because that movie made a shit ton of money and theater gangsters didn't get any of it. That's all it is. So they just hired people to go attack it.
I wonder, though, like what... I mean, Netflix, they're kind of cagey about... I'm assuming because they are a private company. They're not like publicly traded. So they don't actually have to... they don't actually have to say what their revenue is or like what their income stream is. So I do wonder, like, do they just make money from new releases, like, or new people coming on to see the new releases, or is there some other way that they make it? Because it's hard. I mean, I'm sure they have some kind of determination as to how many people streamed a particular thing, because now they have the top 10 list and shit like that. And you'd have to know, like, especially with TV series that they produce, like, is it worthwhile to do another season of this, you know, if not enough people watched it or what have you. So I'm sure that that information is something that they know, but it's just something that,
they don't have to publicize it, but they got to show it to somebody like the IRS because those bitches pay taxes.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying that it's interesting to me, like, where their other revenue streams might be coming from.
Well, evident word on the street, Extraction made a shit ton of money, and at least somebody in the damn theater gangster business believed it or knows the truth. They probably have industrial spies and agents inside Netflix, you know what I mean, to get to where, so they know where the, how much, you know, what makes what, you know what I mean? It's a scene. Yeah. Of course, they're gonna have spies in there. Evidently, they didn't like what they saw with fucking Extraction. It evidently made a shit ton of fucking money, and just it's rumored that its production was very efficient in terms of money. You know what I mean? That was a fucking big budget movie. The helicopter fucking crash and all. You know, it had
It was all on location.
It was all on location.
Almost all practical effects.
Almost all practical effects. That was like, that movie would, back in my day, that would have been Terminator 2. It was like that kind of a fucking movie, all right? And evidently, its production was pretty efficient in terms of what it cost him to do. And evidently, it made a shit ton of money and still making a shit ton of money. And then there's going to be Blu-ray releases. They'll make a lot of money off that, too. You know? So, it's... Netflix is just kicking the living shit out of Hollywood. That's what's really happening. If it wasn't, then you wouldn't see these damn shill media on Twitter and fucking, you know, the online fucking with like Bleeding Cool and all these fucking, you know, online magazines. I don't know what you'd call them. Online. They wouldn't be attacking it if it wasn't making a shit ton of money. Somebody hired them to attack it. I loved the movie. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was a good play.
Good movie. It was just, like I said, it was just a throwback action movie.
Yeah.
It would have been about like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you know. Good writing. It had good characters, you know. But they were saying it was Islamophobic. Man, Islam was never even fucking brought up in that. It was just a bunch of gangster movies. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
It was just a gangster movie.
And it had stars from Iran and Pakistan in that movie. Those guys, everybody in that movie was a big star.
Yeah.
And they got big roles in it. The kid and everything. And it was just a fucking traditional action movie tale. The same thing as Terminator 2, where you got an adult male and a little kid trying to survive shit.
Yeah.
That goes back to damn old comic books with Batman and Robin and crap. That way you're getting the male audience. The adult male can identify with Chris Hemsley or the villains. And then kids can identify with the little kids. That's all it is. It's a proven method. What's that?
Hemsworth.
Fuck that man. That's a handsome motherfucker, though, isn't it? But anyway, that's all that is. That's a tried and proven formula.
Yeah.
That formula makes money. Just saying.
Yeah.
And then you got this new fucking Batman. Here I go. I'm going to fucking start ranting. You got this new Batman. The new Batman, I don't even know the dude's name. It's just that
dude. It's Robert Pattinson. It's the same guy that was in The Lighthouse.
Yeah, that guy.
He's been in a shit ton of movies.
Exactly. He was also in fucking like The Vampire.
He was in Twilight.
Twilight.
Yeah. He's still trying to get out of
it. That's right.
But he's been in like good movies since then. He's really trying to like shed that stigma.
Oh, that was... But Twilight would have been a good movie. I mean, it made a lot of money. I'm sure he made a lot of money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They made all the money. Well, and you know, the books are terrible and the movies were
right. The whole purpose of these things is to make a shit ton of money. If it makes a shit ton of money, it's good as far as I'm concerned, because that would be something I would invest in. It doesn't have to be artistic. You know what I mean? If I was to own a restaurant, would you rather own McDonald's or would you rather own a fine dining establishment? I'd rather own fucking McDonald's.
I don't want to.
I would rather own fucking McDonald's, okay? And Twilight was the McDonald's of fucking entertainment, you know, for a while. Anyway, that dude's going to be the new Batman. He don't want to work out. They hired him a trainer and everything. He didn't want to work out.
He seems like a really funny dude, right?
Yeah, he's like, oh.
He's like, man, fuck that shit.
They're going to sue his ass. Fuck, they're going to sue his ass.
Because I would imagine that if you have to, well, he's probably just like, why can't you just like do it in CGI or put me in like build a suit?
Yeah, he don't want to
work
out.
Like he did with the other guys.
That's what it looks like they're doing. That's what it looks like they're doing. Because I don't think Michael Keaton? I don't think he had worked out either.
Well, that's what I mean. But, and it's like nowadays they can CGI like abs on you and shit like that. So he's probably just like, why don't you just do that?
Yeah, that's what he's like. I don't want to work out. But
I don't blame him.
But dudes are taking the easy path. But the thing is, though, is it's not like it was. You know what I mean? It's not like it was. The dudes that go see these superhero movies fucking know what's going on behind the scene. They know everything, you know, social media. And they were going like, oh, that dude didn't even work out. I'm not going to see that fit. I want to see the real Batman. He's going to fucking cost them fucking money, man. I'd be suing his asses. No, you're going to... Not only are you going to be Batman workout, bitch, you're going to start taking steroids. That's what I'd tell him.
Although the thing about it is that, in a way, it was like successful because it got everybody talking about it.
Yeah, maybe.
So maybe it's like, you know.
They're going to have a fucking soy-based Batman. All those dudes in fucking the Marvel Universe, they fucking take steroids. There's just no other way. They show the dude before fucking Marvel and they show him 3 months afterwards and I'm going like, yeah, fucking anabolic steroids. Can't get that big. I've been working out for fucking 2 years, Jenny. And I get increased in size, but those dudes that look like they fucking worked out for fucking 8 years, you know, 10 years is what they look like they worked out. And they did it in 3 months. And then they're going to tell you, I did it with protein powder. Creatine.
No. Well, yeah, like I said, when your contract says that you have to like look like a certain
you better fucking character, you better get in there.
Yeah, because it's like millions of dollars,
right? Millions and millions of dollars, yeah.
Speaking of movies, yesterday we got another movie from Rob, and I was very excited about it. It's Sexy Beast. You have not seen it, I saw it. Ooh, I might have seen it in the theater, actually.
She said it was good.
But yeah, I really, really like it. Because he was like, oh, if you liked Bronson, just like a British crime movie. And he didn't tell me what it was, though. So it's like, I was like, ooh, it's like a surprise. So I opened it up and I was like, yes, because I love that fucking movie.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it in many, many years. But yeah, we'll have to watch that. And
I like how in the label it said it came from one of the county libraries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I opened it up to see if they had taped on there. The property of the county. No, it was actually printed directly on it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was like part of the damn label. So I'm going like, there might be some collector's value with some shit like that.
Now I'm kind of interested if they like produce a set amount like to go to libraries.
It must be. Well, and you know, libraries close down a lot. In a way, they're becoming a thing of the past.
Not really. They have, I know a girl that I went to high school with and she lives in Texas, I think, and she's a librarian. Yeah. And she's like, you would be amazed at how much shit, you know, how many people come to the library still. Because, one, you know, it's not just books. You can, like, you can get movies, you can get music, you can get all this for free. You can just, yeah, like, just rent it and get it.
They're usually near high schools.
Well, and also they have, like, a bunch of, like, programs and shit like that. Yeah. Like, particularly for kids, but for adults and shit, too. So it's, like, it's really busy. They have, like, a lot of shit going on.
They also close down, though. I've seen videos, guys doing urban exploration.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know,
and libraries, because whole towns close down.
Well, yeah, that's,
and then you go down in there and they have the library.
Not just the library, then.
I've seen some of that urbex fucking videos. They go into the damn library and the Xerox machine's still in there and everything. All the fucking books. It looks perfect.
Hmm.
They had one in Canada that was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been sitting there for fucking 20 years, the whole town, and it's perfect.
Yeah, nobody went in there and fucked with it.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. There's no you had to fly there. It was a mining town.
Ah.
There, and then the mine closed down, and they just left it all pretty much in the same week.
Yeah, because sometimes they
didn't
that,
didn't take anything with them. And there is a road to get to it, but you got to drive like 6 hours down a dirt road to get to it. So there's no vandalism.
Well, yeah, because that's, yeah. I mean, you'd have to be like pretty committed to vandalism to drive 6 hours.
And it was spooky, man. The lights still worked. It still had power.
Like, okay, now this is like something that always like weirds me out about a lot of these, like, because we watch a lot of that urban exploration kind of stuff, and like even some of the shit that's been like big old mansions, like, you know, department stores, stuff like that, even stuff that's been abandoned for like a decade or more,
still got power.
Sometimes the electricity is still on. Yeah. Like, who is paying for that? Yeah. Like, is somebody still paying the bill, or did they just not bother turning it off?
I think they just don't bother turning it
because
off
because it
for
wasn't
some
enough to.
Yeah.
Worry about?
It's not enough to worry about, I guess. And maybe something still runs, like water pumps, or maybe something still has to run for safety reasons, or it's like under in state custody in some way.
Yeah, and so maybe they foot the bill because they're like, if, you know,
if we ever need it.
Yeah.
Like for an emergency military base, or if we ever need it to put people who get sick, like during a pandemic, you know what I mean? Maybe they just, it was weird. I mean, they go down there and they go into the apartment buildings, and the apartment buildings are all still fully furnished. I mean, people packed their bags and left, but it's still got all the silverware and shit. And they hit the light switch, and the lights turn on. And then, like, they went down one hallway. This is in Canada. Went down one hallway of the apartment complex. And you know those neon lights?
Yeah.
The tube ones? They were still on. And they had, and this thing had been, some of them were still on. Not all of them. Most of them were gone out, but some of them were still on. And this thing was like abandoned in like 84.
Holy crap.
And evidently
some
the lights.
Good neon tubing.
Evidently the lights still on.
Let's check out who made those.
Because I can't imagine. I can't imagine anybody going down there and changing lights out.
Yeah, why would you?
Right, especially, why would you?
Like if no one was in there.
Yeah.
I don't really see why anyone would bother.
And, you know, the street lights were still on.
That
weird.
It's crazy.
Yeah, some of them were.
Another
strong.
Weird thing too is that because you showed me one where it was like it was essentially like a mansion. I don't remember where it was, but it was just like kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And it had been abandoned, I believe, in the 80s or maybe the early 90s. And most of the furniture was gone, stuff like that. But the weird thing was, like, some of the bedrooms still had, like, kids' toys and, like, clothes and stuff like that. I'm like, what the fuck? What happened here that, like, all of this stuff is still here? Did everybody get murdered or what?
No, they said bankruptcy.
I know, but it's like you would think that if they went bankrupt and had to move, that the kids would take their stuff. No, or did they just get locked out?
No, because when the family moved away, the kids were already grown and gone.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what it was. So,
they just left all
their
stuff
there.
They just left
all the stuff there because the kids move away.
I know, but it's just, I don't know. It just seemed weird to me that you would just like leave that shit
there. Well, and what was, you know, like they had one that was a hotel / resort. And it's here in the United States. But it had been abandoned like in the very late 70s. And it's still, it wasn't the 70s. It was the 90s. It's the very, very early 90s it was abandoned. But it looked like it was built in the 70s. It still had 70s decor in it. But I remember it had computers from the early 90s that were still in it and still worked in the office.
Yeah.
It still had power. All the rooms were made. Everything looked pristine, except it was inaccessible. There were no roads to get to it. You had to walk to get to it. The roads were long gone. And everything was overgrown. All the trees, all the grass was like fucking way high. The trees had overgrown it. Once you got in there, and they didn't have a restaurant and everything. But it was weird. All the exit signs were still glowing, and you could turn the lights on and... It looked pretty much perfect. You could just sleep in there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could live in it if you wanted to.
But it didn't have any security. Yeah, you showed me that one because I was just like, well, shit, man, if you were homeless and could get out
there.
You
could just live in there. Live in there.
Live in there and no one would find you.
Yeah, and you could live in there like a fucking king.
I mean, it'd be a pain in the ass if you didn't, like I said, if you didn't have a car and you'd had to go get groceries and stuff. But
there's a resort here in Florida and Bush Jr., was in it, living in it, or staying in it at the time that 9/11 happened. And it's been abandoned. And it's got all the power and everything. Most of it's vandalized. But it also had like a 20-story building or a couple of 20-story buildings on the property with like penthouses.
Yeah.
And they went up into those penthouses and they were just like perfect. And it was where the owner lived.
Yeah.
And all of his stuff was still in there. And it had power, and you could turn the air conditioners on, you know, in certain areas.
Yeah,
you could
live in it. I think if I was making an urban exploration video and I found out, I was like, well, I found my new house.
Yeah, I'm going to live in this damn penthouse.
I'm just going to stay here.
And it was right on the coast. Yeah. It was a trip.
At least till somebody comes with the wrecking ball, and then you just hopefully you get some warning before that shit happens.
But there are weird, in the United States at least, and places in Canada, there are weird buildings that are forgotten. And haven't had anybody in them in decades. The owners are long dead, and they're still sitting there.
One of my favorite ones that we saw was the Dan Bell one, where he went to that weird like couples resort. Like I think it was in the Poconos.
Yeah, that was
Like that one, it was pretty fucked up. But some of the rooms like were still in decent shape and stuff. But
yeah,
that closed in. That must have been the 80s, right?
80s, yeah. I think they said late 80s, early 90s. It just became unpopular, and they couldn't pay the bills. And the owner died, and it got taken by the bank, and the bank didn't do anything with it. You know, they just kind of own the property that it sits on, and it just started to crumble. It looked like something out of damn Logan's Run, like a Logan's Run fucking love shop, fucking sex fest fucking...
It was. And then wasn't there like fucking heart-shaped tubs and that kind
heart-shaped
of
fucking tubs, heart-shaped fucking beds.
Yeah, that's right.
It had, what do you call them, waterfalls.
Yeah.
Waterfalls everywhere, and it just looked like some kind of sleazy
fucking... Which I guess back then, that's what it was. People didn't think of it as sleazy, but it's like, yeah, that's totally sleazy.
It was a sex resort.
Yeah.
For couples.
Yeah.
And evidently it was like, there was a lot of like swapping and shit going on in there. That was like famous for that.
Had some key parties going
on
back.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Back
that's
in the fucking 70s.
That's what it was.
If you kids don't know what key parties are, look that up.
You'll figure it out. Just random shit. You take this one, I'll take that one. Depending on what keys you pull out.
Yeah, you put like all the keys in a fishbowl when you get to the party.
Yeah,
and whoever's keys you get, that's who you gotta like sleep with.
Yeah.
It's all swag.
Well, you went home. They went home with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
But that was back, you know, before.
I'm sure that really happened sometimes, but that's.
I think it was rarer than they said, but it was. Yeah. That was back before AIDS. And
well, yeah, that was the 70s.
That was sexual revolution. And really, you know, if you fucking, I looked into the fine print in that fucking 60s and 70s sexual revolution, it was mostly these leisure suit motherfuckers, you know, basically tricking women into having sex with them. That's what most of it was.
Isn't that what always happens? Yeah.
Everybody's doing it, baby. You know what I mean? It was just tricking women into
fucking sex. That's why so many people were on drugs back then, because it's like you'd have to be on like some serious drugs to be like sleeping with some of those dudes with like the fucking leisure suits and the big old mutton chops and the fucking big old porn stash.
Yeah.
White man afros.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Talking women into doing shit they really kind of didn't want to do.
Yeah.
But then there's a bunch of peer pressure because the other girls were doing it.
Come on.
And then there were drugs and shit involved.
Fun to be a well, yeah, yeah. I think that was probably...
It had a lot to do with it.
The main thing that was happening. Everyone was so fucked up. They were just like, whatever. I don't even know what I'm doing. Fucking 70.
Although, you know, in our scene, we fucking see that kind of shit too. But we know what it is.
Not to the extent that the 70s, I think, got a reputation for
It's different when underground motherfuckers are doing this that know each other real well, and then mainstream people that don't really know each other that well. That was the difference. That was just people in fucking clubs and bars. People in bars. And when mainstream people get a hold of shit, they fuck it up.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the thing about, you know, the goth industrial scene in particular is, you know, especially the one in Orlando, Tampa, which is a big city, but not like a massive city. So everyone kind of knows each other.
Yeah.
Or at least knows somebody that knows everybody. You know what I mean?
And over time, because everybody was dating everybody, everyone's in a way kind of fucking related to one another.
Yeah, it just kind of happens.
Everybody's
like
your ex.
Not because anybody meant for it to be like that, but that's just kind of like your ex, everybody's like that is into the same shit. There's like not really that many of them. So everyone kind of makes the rounds.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Sort of. All right. You ready to wrap it up for Friday? I gotta go get the lasagna out of the oven, eat some lunch, and I got to do some more preparation for the main show, which we're going to be recording later on tonight. So hopefully you guys have a good rest of your Friday. Have a good Friday night. Have a good time if you guys are doing anything. And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.